It may surprise you to learn some Georgia preschoolers are being suspended, and African-American students are suspended at a disproportionate rate. But it's not a surprise to Susan Adams, the Assistant Commissioner of Georgia's Pre-K program.
One of the things we are aware of is, and hear from teachers, is their need for additional support for working with kids on developing social-emotional skills, for working with children that have challenging behaviors.
Adams says Georgia's Department of Early Care and Learning provides training for teachers to deal with those students. The data also show African-American students nationwide are suspended and expelled at a rate 3 times greater than white students. In Georgia, African-American boys account for 19% of preschool suspensions. That's the largest percentage based on race and gender. Pam Tatum is the CEO of Quality Care for Children, a nonprofit organization focused on early childhood care. Tatum says it's not just about race.
In Georgia, race and poverty are pretty aligned. And so, you know, when we talk about children living in poverty, they have all kinds of challenges and stressors, and usually are raised in situations where there is toxic stress, which is actually damaging to the brain architecture.
That may result in undesirable behaviors, Tatum says. However, experts agree suspensions aren't a good solution for children that young. Mindy Benderman is the executive director of the Georgia Early Education Alliance for Ready Students.
Preschoolers don't go home and reflect on the consequences of what they've done and think about what they could do better. 3-year-old or 4-year-old can't do that. Instead, usually what happens is that's a wake-up call, that something needs to change within the school or the environment or the parent.
Susan Adams, Georgia's Assistant Commissioner for Pre-K, agrees.
To see a change in their behavior means that the adults are going to have to change. They're going to have to change the environment. They're going to have to change the strategies they're working with that child. You know, they're going to have to do something so that it elicits a different response from the child.
Adams says suspensions can help the process by allowing adults time to develop a plan. However, experts say the best way to improve behaviors is by developing children's social and emotional skills. Martha Dalton, WABE News.